Okay, alright, so.
Pass me a beer, please.
Couldn't wait. Is this just a regular feature now?
It's a powerful intro.
Okay.
I like you can see how much the. Sorry, carry on.
Alright. How about I do a story from the papers?
Yep.
And you have to continue it with a different story.
Entwined.
If you want. Okay, so.
A real story? Or are you going to make up a headline?
No, like a real. Just a real. A real story.
Okay.
So, for example, I'd say, like, Jimmy Savile went into the morgue sexually aroused, apparently.
Is he talking about and Jimmy Savile?
Jimmy Savile, not Jimmy Savile, but and some people, yeah.
He
got drowned, started drowning on a waterlogged pitch in Poland.
And there were some ruddy Serbians there.
It's the same story.
Same story.
Different.
It's the same story.
Essentially the same story.
Okay, we'll go back to Poland. What happens in the news?
Oh, that.
So that's it, we're done. We know
two
stories.
Oh,
does that
be connected?
No.
It's not the degrees of separation again.
Sorry, just to say, just to clarify.
Yeah.
Did you think that Jimmy Savile actually was drowning on a waterlogged pitch in Poland?
Well, it was your gaff grenade that you threw in my face that really threw me off. I wasn't really.
Don't blame my gaff grenade.
Okay.
So, let's start again.
Okay, Jimmy Savile was found to be sexually turgid in a morgue when.
Sorry, just quickly. Did that actually happen?
He's supposed to have, like, fucked corpses and stuff, hasn't he?
No. That's just for jokes,
apparently.
Isn't it?
For jokes, yeah, it's a classic joke. Do you know that dead guy? Didn't you know that dead guy currently accused of being a paedophile? He did corpses too.
Did he actually?
I don't know, but it's quite funny, isn't it?
It's not hilarious.
It's funny-ish. I mean, he's dead, they were dead. He wasn't dead at the time.
He wasn't dead at the time, no.
But, I mean, he's dead now, so it's kind of like... I would consider that story to be water under the bridge.
It's not watertight, though, is it?
Are you moving on to your story now?
No, I'm not. I was just...
Okay, well, what apparently happened was, people at the hospital said that he had the keys to the morgue and, quite frankly, anything could have happened down there. In the morgue.
Fine.
So that's these stories.
Yes. Isn't anyone just trying to find a story?
Yeah.
But that basically. For me is as good as.
I do have a point. I do have a point, actually. It's a bit out there. But why did no one come forward to say that Jimmy Savile had been active with them when
he was
alive?
They did, apparently. There were loads of investigations.
Fine. I just thought a few of them might have been in it for some money.
What money are they going to get?
Tabloids.
I don't think any of them. I think most of them are just rung the police. Hi, Jimmy Savile touched me when I was a kid. Is that worth a tenner? How much is it worth if he just touched my tits?
£10. Yeah. China? 28. Well,
what about if he did it in his car?
55,
yeah. That's it.
55. I don't think we can really joke about paedophilia.
He's dead now. And they're all grown up, so...
Thoughts?
It's very touchy. It's like being on a tightrope.
Okay, so do you want to try the game one more time?
But I think we should stay clear of Jimmy Savile.
Why?
Because he's very edgy.
Dead. He's completely dead. Honestly, if there's one thing I'm 100% sure about in this investigation, it's that he is dead.
Well,
How do you know that?
Is he not in a nursery down the road?
Why would he be? you're saying he's come back from the dead and he's molesting kids?
No, I'm not saying he's come back from the dead. I think maybe it was all a big hoax. He's not dead at all. He's trying to fix it for himself.
One final fix. I thought the necrophilia was a big claim, but...
Well, I'm not claiming it.
Jimmy Savile, zombie...
Just think outside the box.
Jimmy Savile,
he thought
zombie
inside
pedophile.
The box a lot of the time.
Boxers.
Sorry? Boxers. No, not boxers. It wasn't into kids. Bye, boys. No, it wasn't into kids,
he
per se.
His boxers. What are you
thinking? Oh, sorry.
I thought he did touch a boy. He got, like, a handjob off a scout. Apparently he did, like, a 9-year-old scout.
No, it could be a cub, then.
What?
It might actually be a beaver, which would be ironic.
Don't they all count as scouts?
No, beavers, cubs, scouts.
Yeah, but isn't scout like the overriding term?
No.
That sounds about right.
Sounds about right, but I think you're not actually. I think it's a bit like, you know, under 21's full squad.
Well, maybe they brought in like cubs and beavers later on when there was after a lot of them got molested as scouts because they thought they were too old. So like, guys, cubs, beavers, don't
beavers,
touch
cubs.
Scouts. Just saying, those are just the titles. Scouts, kind of okay. Cubs and
Do you
beavers,
know that Bear
cubs
Grylls? Bear
is
Grylls
no.
is head of the scouts.
I don't think that's true.
100% true. Bear Grylls, top scout, head scout. Scout? Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
I've said that word too many times. Is it scout?
Yeah.
Like a scout?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm football scout, but same word, but different meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know that. I did know it. I just...
What are they scouting?
Who? Scouts?
Mm.
Logs.
Landscape. No.
Logs. Logs.
Hang on,
tents.
We got some actual...
Adulthood.
Incorrect.
Manhood. They're scouting manhood. That's what Jim
manhood.
Said
again. Yeah. Okay, no. This is all going to be cut out. It's too pedo.
Where do you think this is going up? I mean, this is not going up on the sun tomorrow.
No, but I don't... Bong!
Topical. That'll be the topical. We'll put it in the topical area of...
Daily Mail would love it.
I don't think they would.
They love all that.
We haven't accused anyone of being fat yet.
Jimmy Savile wasn't fat. So he can't even bring that up.
He's dead now.
Or is he?
Okay, alright, so...
Is he still a Knight of the Realm?
They're thinking about taking it away.
They should do.
What for? What does it matter?
Ooh.
Well, I thought...
I don't think
just take him off the books.
I don't think you can be a sir if you've touched things that maybe shouldn't be.
But what about basically they say to him, "Do you know what?
Do you know as I've got? Do you know as got?
You got one. You got one past us this time, Jim. And your punishment is you're dead. So we'll let you keep the title."
He was older, wasn't he?
Well, yeah, but I mean,
he didn't really. It's not really being punished.
So it's a
he
gift.
Lived. He lived a life.
So it's a gift. Death is a gift.
Question. You just said he got off scot free.
No.
Who's got free?
No.
No?
No.
You're thinking of scouts.
The scouts again. No, I tell you who did get off scot free.
Who's he? Who is scot free?
No, you know the fucking saying, Britch.
Yeah, I already hate that joke.
You know who did get off scot free?
Bill Stickers.
No. Pete Townsend.
Wow. So you've got a real problem with accusing Jimmy Savile.
No,
dead.
No,
who's
no
dead.
Problem. He did it. He did it. He did
hundreds.
It. What do you mean? I've got no problems. I'm saying he should be stripped of his knighthood.
But you're quite happy to say Pete Townsend is categorically a paedophile.
Can I ask a quick question? Just a quick question. Don't worry. We'll run it by. Just quickly on.
It's theoretical.
Just theoretical. Just quick on. How many times have you two as a child born on the internet?
I refuse to answer that.
I was hoping for zero instantly.
Yeah, zero. What's going on here? What have you got?
Look at that guilty face.
What are you talking about, Med? What have you done?
No, but I'm saying that if, you know what I mean? He was like, looking, researching and that. Researching for what? Database.
Are you talking...
Wank bank, yeah.
That's what you call that your database?
No, but I didn't want to say wank bank. I've said it.
Is yours so big it's a database?
Coming from the man that had the biggest porn database of all time.
Yeah, but that's not the wank bank then, is it? That's like, I've got literally...
It's a digital wank bank.
Yeah, it's stored, physically stored. It's not taking up space in my brain.
It's never ended.
I optimised. It's like when you've got a house...
Firewire.
You're just saying that word. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
I'm just trying to bring up digital shit.
It's firewire. It's optical. It's fiber
illusions.
Optic.
Oh,
it's televisions. It's computers.
Anyway, we've digressed.
Can we at least try the game? Jimmy Savile.
We can't really play the game because Johnny's not read a newspaper since 1983.
You must know some news.
I know some news. Okay.
You start then, because
okay.
You can utilise all of your knowledge of news.
Okay. That hacker chap. He's free.
What's his name?
I've forgotten his name. I can see his face.
McKinnon.
Ah.
What? What news?
He hasn't really explained the situation. The chap that hacked into the CIA and the FBI, who was Asperger's disease, and they've not extradited Theresa May.
Yeah, he's not going to be extradited.
No, he's not. He's going to be tried here.
But how was you supposed to phrase it into a story?
Not just
Hang
up, you're free.
This story starts, that guy is free.
Yeah.
Okay,
why are you agreeing? You got it wrong.
It's true though.
Okay, that guy's free, Med. Your turn.
That guy's free and do you know what? You put it on the spot, it's difficult, isn't it? With
Federal
Reserve. Well, no, you'd said that, they've heard it. So you can't be feeding me information. Mm-hmm. That's breaking news. So I don't know the full story.
That's
yet.
Nice, it gives it a bit of element of topicality.
Yep. He's free, and as a result of that, unemployment is at a low of 2.35 billion. It's not funny.
That's the worst story I've ever heard.
Well, it's true, though, isn't it?
But you do understand how this game worked. You can't do that.
No. I don't understand the game.
I'm really sorry, it makes me laugh. It makes me laugh.
He's dropped his pebble collection.
It makes me laugh.
No, I think we should change the game because some people, me as well, haven't read the Evening Standard on the way home today.
So between us, we can't get more than 3 news stories.
I've got loads, but they're not that fun ones. I'm talking about like relations in the East.
Go on then, do one of those.
Yeah, do one of those many.
Do one of your many we'll just, Middle Eastern relations
them,
stories.
List them, and then we'll choose the funniest.
No, they're not funny, though, are they? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
List them,
like,
and then we'll cross them off.
A fucking Taliban shot a 14-year-old girl.
What is wrong with you?
No, but I'm just saying, you know what I mean?
Well, you could have turned that into, like, it could be a serious story. It doesn't have to be, like, a funny. I mean, Jimmy Savile's
buttering corpses. I've got one. A man jumped from space and landed on the Earth.
That is, that is just the news story. how do you not understand this game?
No, but the thing is, I don't want to lie and be, you know what I mean? It's, what's the word? Libel.
How are you going to libel someone?
No, I'm saying I'm not. You're the one that's saying that bloody...
You said Pete Townsend was a paedophile.
He is. Isn't he? Back me up. He got done for it. Put on the sex offenders list. I was just saying that Felix Baumgartner jumped from the space. The space. Landed on Earth.
I think we'd probably call an end to this game. This was an absolute disaster.
I don't like the game. I thought the one we agreed outside having a cigarette was better than the game.
Right, well, let's call an end to this
then. Play outside? What do we do?
No, we had a chat about what we were going to do outside.
Oh. Okay, well, let's call an end to this then.
Let's call an end to this one, but do another one. And then let's do the other one.
900.